Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It's like a good day.
It's now 7 after the hour, another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? What are you realizing today about today that wasn't true yesterday at this time, Jennifer? Give me one thing that's going on today that wasn't going on yesterday at this time.
Well, it was going on yesterday at this time, but I didn't realize it until yesterday evening, and now I'm really upset about the whole thing. I'm really behind in my DVR watching. And I have a reason.
What's the reason?
With all this political stuff going on this year, it seems like there's a debate every week.
Yep.
There's an election result thing to watch. And then guess what?
Yep.
I don't get to watch the People versus O.J. Simpson.
No!
I'm behind.
I actually haven't watched either, and people have been telling me it was quite good.
Yeah, I've heard it's really
By the time
good.
I get into bed, I don't want to. I just read for a few minutes and have a quick conversation on them. Sometimes not so quick with Meredith, but I just, good night. Adios. Be like the fountain that overflows today, not like the cistern that merely contains. Perhaps words of advice for Cam Newton. The things that you know, I'm guessing, that we don't have to spend much time on, you pretty much know what happened in New Hampshire, right? Everybody aware of that? We don't have to listen to people yelling about how wonderful their candidate is. You know what the story is.
As predicted.
Yep. So how many people know about the lawsuit in Chicago where the police officer is suing the victim's family? Do we need to go over that again? I don't know whether I find this to be compelling only in that it just kind of shows you how we are so out of luck when it comes to people who have a clue. Oh, my God, this guy. If you don't know the story, I'll tell you quickly. Police officer's name is Robert Realmo, R-I-A-L-M-O. He shot Quintonio LeGreer, who was 19 years old last year. He shot him in the back four times. Some people say six times. I don't know. What difference does it make? He was shot in the back, and that was the end of that. And one of the bullets went through Mr. LeGreer and killed his neighbor as well. So this police officer is called to the scene on a 911 call. LeGreer, who is mentally, mentally challenged? That's politically correct. We're in that sewer of political correctness. The kids,
I think they say he ain't right.
Yeah, right. Right.
Is that politically correct?
But he calls the police and says, I'm having an attack. I need some help. Mm-hmm. So when the police officer gets there, it reminds me of a scene out of Love Actually. You know, when what's the lady who's a great actress we always talk about? She had a brother that was somewhat deranged, and every time he was calling her, she was trying to make out with some guy at the office, and the phone rings, and it's her disturbed brother, and she has to go run down to the home. Remember that those scenes?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. Sorry, I'm trying to remember the name of the actress, but it's not important probably to the story. The point is that here's this guy who's off his rocker, who's in containment, who is trying to hurt his sister. And so in this case, he doesn't know any better. Now, whether LeGreer didn't know any better, he calls the police. He knows that there's a problem. So the police come and he chases him around with a baseball bat. And so the officer, understandably concerned about his own safety and well-being, pulls out his gun. And this guy keeps chasing him with a baseball bat. So at some point in time, during the altercation, this guy, LeGreer, turns around and runs away, and the officer shoots him in the back. Hmm. And while he's shooting him, one of the bullets goes through him, and his next-door neighbor who's there watching all of this gets hit with one of those bullets, and she's dead. So the police officer kills two people, and now he's suing the family of LeGreer for his own imbalance. Because he says now he can't work anymore, his life's been ruined, he killed these people. Okay, I kind of get that. I think I'd go off my rocker too if I shot a couple of people.
Yeah.
But I'm not a police officer. I'm not in service. I'm not trained to deal with that stuff. Apparently, this officer wasn't either, which means he had no business being on this call, which he had no business having a gun, and had no business even being a police officer. So is it the city already has agreed to pay this guy $10 million the family of LeGrier because the wrongful death thing. So now the police officer sues the family for the $10 mil.
You know, it's so convoluted. Everybody's suing everybody else, and everybody say, and,
it's
you know, and there is a lot of gray area in these cases. There's room to feel to give sympathy to to a lot of people.
Yep.
But I think you touched on something when we spoke about this story before, Dougie, and that is mental evaluations and physical evaluations of law enforcement. I think it's fair. I think they're paid by the government. I think it's a fair thing to make sure that the best of the best are the ones that are out on the street. Because as we talked about, a lot of pressure rides on police officers, especially now when around every turn someone is trying to take you down.
Yep, tough job. I wouldn't want to be a police officer. I haven't chosen to be. If you choose to be a police officer and be in service, then that's what you understand what it is. It's kind of like the NFL or players, you know, in a sense. Meredith convinced me, and I think that she's right. These guys know what they're in for when they get paid all these millions of dollars to get beat around. So they ought not to be suing the NFL. But people who have become, who have lost their ability to do any number of things because they played football, it isn't about suing everybody. It's about educating yourself. And if you're a parent, why in the name of heaven would you allow your child to be put in harm's way to the extent as you are when they play football or soccer or wrestle or they're hockey players? Or why would you do that?
Well, I mean, obviously the risk is worth the prize.
You're going to ruin your life?
People. Look, I mean, some people think they can handle everything. Some people say, well, I'll stay ahead of it. I'll make sure I get cleared before I go back on the field. I mean, but to be fair with police officers, and maybe even to a certain extent, older athletes, maybe someone like Peyton Manning, they might have assumed that there would be a risk. But, you know, for police officers now with the invent and everybody having cell phones and social media, which has really exploded over the last 5-6 years, this is new. I mean, people could have signed up to be police officers long before this was a new reality. Plus, there's been a culture shift of people trying to catch everybody in something and trying to get the evidence to blow someone's career up. So, I mean, that is new for a lot of people. And I think the same thing with football players. I mean, you knew you were doing some risk to yourself, but this new information about traumatic brain injuries, it really is in the last 5 years or so. And Doug, led by you, I think. I mean, you really did lead this movement.
I started talking about it, but I find myself talking I talk to myself about a lot of this stuff for a long time. And I'm not looking for credit. I just see something. It sort of reminds me of the speech that Ted Kennedy gave at his brother's funeral when JFK was killed. He saw wrongs and tried to right them. I feel that way very strongly. I'm very passionate about things that don't make me any money. In fact, when I get passionate about stuff and express myself on the air, sometimes it costs me radio stations. but that's the way I am.
That's kind of the same thing. I mean, you take a calculated risk.
You take a position and you take a risk. So all these people, Trump has taken a position, takes a risk. If you want to look at politicians, look at business people.
He beats up a lot of people, but he also gets beaten up a lot by the media, by everybody else. So, you know, I mean, everybody weighs what's valuable to them and what they're willing to withstand for the ultimate gain.
All right. We'll pause here for a moment. Then we come back. I want to give you an alternative to the way Bernie thinks. Okay.
Thank God.
A way of doing what he wants to do without doing it the way I'm telling you. There are ways of doing what he wants to do without doing it the way he wants to do it.
But 15, who wants to do that?
Well, we'll figure it out. Whatever it is he said, we'll figure it out tomorrow. 15 past on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer was a great offensive defenseman. He ranked second all time in his position in goals, assists, and total points. As for Stanley Cups, he's won 4 of them.
Poppy coming up on the play. Shoot, scores!
So, where is Paul Coffey now? Paul did some consulting for the Phoenix Coyotes when they were owned by Wayne Gretzky. He also considered coaching after his playing days, but instead he turned to cars. Today, Paul operates 3 auto dealerships in the greater Toronto area. He's also gotten back on the ice as a volunteer youth coach. Score 1 for the kids. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now. 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
Yeah, Dr. Buff here. Did you know there's a new grade at universities nowadays, and it's a sign of changing times? Trust me, your kids are talking about it, and many don't understand the big deal, but it's worth worrying about. Here's the social science of it.
Up in the morning and out to school.
You're familiar with the usual litany of grades, A, B, C, D, E at some universities, and of course, F. But there's a new grade that's making its appearance. It's called an F. D. It's given to cheating students and can stay on a student's record for 2 years. And get this, the word cheating has taken on a new name. Today, many college students call it a collaboration. And 52% of today's students admit to cheating. What's the cheap psych trick? When you get something for nothing, knowledge loses its value. Cheating is not helping another, it's hurting yourself. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Hi, who's this?
My name is Happy, and I'm from Seattle, Washington. I was adopted, so they were happy to get me.
Pretty right.
Seattle, there are a lot of places.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
Seattle, there are a lot of places during the summertime, or summer's kind of short up there, but there's all kinds of riding. You get up in the Cascade Mountains, Snoqualmie Pass, the rides to Mount Rainier are really nice rides over on the Olympic Peninsula. Take a ferry across, which is kind of fun. It's just beautiful up there. We have a lot of beautiful scenery and good, excellent roads up there for bikes.
American Biker Minute.
Feel the wind in your hair.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
All right, so it's 18 after Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and I are studying things. Jennifer, I'm going to keep you at bay for a moment because I want to. Jennifer is upset about the president's proposal for body cameras on the border patrol.
He can't shut
agents.
Down the border, but he can put body cameras on people.
So they can dismantle
Fabulous.
Them.
Fabulous. So that they can sue us for even more.
No. Just they can tear them apart like the police in Chicago do.
Maybe.
They don't work. All right. Here's the way to do what Bernie Sanders wants to do without doing it the way Bernie Sanders wants to do it. Okay?
Right.
There is a. The first thing, if you go to GoFundMe today, the story of Jason Pinardo, who has taken it upon himself to help Philadelphians who have no homes. In 1 week, last week on this day, Wednesday last week, he said, I want to prepare dinners for at least 150 people who are homeless. How can I do that? So he set up a GoFundMe page, and he raised $22,345 in a week. 439 people gave to the cause because they decided on their own, without having somebody extract the money from them, they volunteered to help people who are homeless in Philadelphia. Isn't that the way to fix the problem? Not to have somebody, whether we're good or bad, I don't want somebody coming to me and saying, you have to do this.
I know.
Because I don't want to do it if I don't want to do it, and I shouldn't have to do it in a free country. You can call me a selfish cur, whatever you want to, but that's the way it is. Not to have somebody extract from me money to help these people. I want to, if I'd have been in the position, I'd have given them $20,000 myself to help. If I decide I want to do that, that's the American way, is it not? 21 after on Good Day.